So great to be learning together. Share Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And we're going to be focusing on a very interesting tshuva that Rav Avadia Yosef received in the 1970s from students from Talmidim in Shivat Chevron in Yerushalayim who are Sephardic. And that includes his son, just interestingly. His son, Chacham Yitzchak, at that time was learning at Yeshivat Chevron. So they want to know at this time of the year, after Shabbat Sabbath Tammuz until Shavuot Shachabo Tisha B'Av, is a Sfaradi allowed to shave, even though they're learning in a yeshiva where most of the students, most of the Talmidim are Ashkenazim. It's because we know Ashkenazim already starting from Shabbat Sabbath Tammuz don't shave. Sfaradim do shave until Shavuot Shachabo Tisha B'Av. And so are the Sephardic students who are in the minority, are they allowed to follow the Sephardic custom, or do they say they have to follow the majority and follow the Ashkenazi custom? So this is a very important discussion of Lo Tidgo Tedu, which the pasuk in Parashat Re'eh, two words in Parashat Re'eh, is prohibition to make a cut over our heads, God forbid, in pain over the loss of somebody, God forbid. But the Gemara in Masechet Yevamot and Daf Yigimel, coming up in the Daf HaShavua, actually, coming up soon, the drasha is, lo tidgo tedu, lo ta'asu, agudot, agudot. That we're not supposed to split up into different groups. The Rambam explains the reason is, davar zeh gorem l'machlokot gedolot. It causes many great machlokot therefore, it could be a problem, and therefore lo tidgo tedu. So it would seem you should follow the rov, you should follow the majority, and do one practice, and that's it. In fact, the Ramah writes in regard to svira, it's not right to have one community where they're practicing different minhagim in regards to when you refrain from shaving and haircuts during the time of the Omer. We know amongst the Ashkenazim that those who do it like Sfaradim the first 33 days, and there are those who start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Gimel Sivan. So Ramah says whatever practice you do is great, but you cannot have one community where people are doing two different things. So maybe this would be a prohibition over here of Lo Tidgo Tedu. If you have one yeshiva and you have the different Talmidim, the Sfaradim are acting one way, Ashkenazim the other way, maybe just say Acher Arbim La'atot, follow the majority, and that's the beginning and the end of it. So it's a very, very, very interesting question. But Rav Avadia is going to tell the Sephardic Talmidim, no, they should be able to follow the Sephardic practice. Now, how could Rav Avadia allow that in light of the prohibition of Lo Tidgo Tedu? So first of all, we have to figure out, is this drasha, Lo Tidgo Tedu, Lo Tasu Agudot Agudot, very different than the Pshuto Shemikra? Is this a full-fledged drasha that makes it a din d'oraita, or is it only a din d'rabanan, or an isur d'rabanan? That is just an asmachta ba'alma. It's not a full drasha. It's not something that has the status of a Torah level idea. It just has a basis in the Torah, but without actually being from the Torah. So this Rav Avadia comes firmly down on the side of those who believe that what we're dealing with is a din drabanan. In fact, the Maran Achida, major, major voice for Sfaradim, believes that it is only midrabanan, and that it is clear from the Rambam that you're dealing with a din drabanan. That's the way that Rav Avadia rules. You're dealing with a din drabanan. So already we know we have some flexibility. Next is we have a second point of flexibility. We have here a machloket in the Gemara in Yevamot between Abaye and Rava, a very important discussion. And that is there an exception to this rule, Lo Tidgo Tedu, if you have Shnei Batei Din B'Irachat? Can you have two different groups in one city? And there Rava says that it is permitted, and Abaye says Asur to have even two different groups in one city. And the question is, who do you follow? Now, normally you follow Rava against Abaye. However, in this situation, the Rambam rules in accordance with Abaye and forbids having two different groups in one city. Yeah, two different groups in two different cities, but you can't have two different groups even in one city, even two separate Batei Knesset, two separate yeshivot. However, the Rif and the Rosh rule in accordance with Rava, as you would expect, that the rule of Lo Tidkoda Du does not apply if you have Shnei Batei Din. You have two different groups in one city, but again, they're two different places. Like you have two different Batei Knesset. Sharia Rav follows Sephardic practice. We not Yisrael follows Ashkenazic practice. That's totally fine. Shnei Batei Din Bi'irachat. That's how, you can, even though the majority of Jews in Tinak are Ashkenazim, still you have Ashkenazim Sephardim or have every right to follow Sephardic practice at Sharia Rav because you have Shnei Batei Din Bi'irachat. There's a small Sephardic community and hopefully very growing Sephardic community. You have an Ashkenaz alongside the Ashkenazic community. And when you have a machlok, three a machlok between the Rambam, Rosh, and the Rif, Maran Shulchan Aruch follows the majority, and here the majority, Rif and the Rosh, rule according to Rava, so it's permissible to have Shnei Batei Din Be'ir Achat, two different practices in one city. What about two different practices in one Beit Knesset? Oh, that's already to a whole new level. So here already Ravaja quotes from two very important poskim, the Shelot Tshuvot Parashat Mordechai, that's from Mordechai Bennett, and from the Shelot Tshuvot Sharei De'a. They both say that when is it a problem of Lo Tidkoda Du two different practices? If it's a new issue, a new issue about how you're supposed to practice, let's say, with, with COVID-19. You're supposed to be in the Beit Knesset, not Beit Knesset, new issue. You're supposed to have, one practice. You shouldn't be having different practices. You should be uniform. However, if it's an old machloket, then already something like that. So the machloket between Sfarim and Ashkenazim, most of them date to the Rambam versus Tosafot. These are machlokot that go back at least 1,000 years. And these old machlokot, it's not a problem Lo Tidkoda Du, because no one is going to be upset. No one should become upset. At Yeshivat Chevron, even though it's one Beit Knesset, it's one yeshiva, but the Ashkenazic students that see the Sephardic students that are shaving, taking haircuts until Shavuot Shachabot Tisha B'Av, it's a yeshiva. They know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They know with Sephardim it's permissible, and therefore it won't be any strife because it's not a new issue which is just settling and just trying to emerge. And then there's going to be arguments. Would we follow? There's no arguments here. Most Sfaradim follow Maran. Maran permits taking haircuts and shaving until Shavuot Shachabot Tisha B'Av. Rama says the minhag amongst Ashkenazim is already from Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. It's not going to be any fights. And therefore, says Ravaja, that's the opinion that we follow. That Lo Tidkoda Du does not apply to the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. And very, Rav Avadja applied this. Rav Avadja, I was told when he visited the Neri Yisrael back in the 1980s. It was a big deal he came to visit. And Rav Chushmel Karshkaman, who was present at that time, Rav Avadja got up and he made the brachot in total Sephardic practice. Brachot al Torah, even though it was an Ashkenazic minyan, everything that Rav Avadja did with the Birkat Torah, and the Kaddish, even said the Kaddish after he received the Aliyah, everything in accordance with Sephardic practice. How could he do that in Ashkenazi Beit Knesset? The answer is because Lo Tidkoda Du does not apply to matters of an old issues. And this can apply means amongst Sephardim as well. And that's why in our Ke'ilah, our practice is that you can have different people doing different things, various matters. You have some people that stand for Lachadadi, some people sit for Lachadadi, some people stand for Mizmor Shuli Yom Shabbat after Baruch Shamar on Shabbat morning. Some people sit, that's fine. That's Lo Tidkoda Du doesn't apply when it's an old machlok. These old machlokot within the Sfaradim also does not apply Lo Tidkoda Du because we understand, he's Moroccan, he does this, he's Iraqi, he does this. It's not something that is going to be any surprise. It should not bring about machloket. And this is the accepted practice in Batei Knesset, such as Sharei Orat. This was confirmed to me by Rav Baruch Gigi, the Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshivat Haratzion, who said to me this is the practice of Batei Knesset like Sharei Orat throughout the world, pan-Sephardic Batei Knesset, have Sephardim for many different groups, that it's understood that people follow the different practices, and that's totally fine. We'll have that on Tanit Zibur, And then it's mincha, some of the men will wear tefillin, some men won't, so that, but that's okay. Lo tidgo to do does not apply in even in one Beit Knesset, one yeshiva, as long as what the differences are is an old issue, not a new issue. It's not going to bring machloket if it's an old issue, and it's totally permissible. Very interesting tshuva in Yechavadat, with a lot of very, very important ramifications for all of us. Wishing everybody a week, which with much bracha and haslacha.